Thanks, and welcome again to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And a reminder about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up in Rapid City. And, of course, that's the 30th through the 7th of February. Don't forget the Western Art Show and vendors all through the trade show, the Cinch Trade Show with over 400 booths. And some concerts coming up. Tanner Usray with Kenny Fielder on February 6th. Ole 60 with Bob Langdon on February 7th. Get your tickets. Go online at the CentralStatesFairInc.com and Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. From everyone at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May the coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage. Again, from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. I like to do that. This is packed with everything you need to know about ranching right in one publication. You can get it weekly, kick back, and catch up on what's going on. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com because that's what ranchers read.
Something sent in a while back from Debbie Shafto about horses. It's called Touching Equine Poem. When you are tense, let me teach you to relax. When you are short-tempered, let me teach you to be patient. When you are short-sighted, let me teach you to see. When you are quick to react, let me teach you to be thoughtful. When you are angry, let me teach you to be serene. When you feel superior, let me teach you to be respectful. When you are self-absorbed, let me teach you to think of greater things. When you are arrogant, let me teach you humility. When you are lonely, let me be your companion. When you are tired, let me carry the load. When you need to learn, let me teach you. After all, I am your horse. And now, the real story, according to Mary Green. When you are tense, let me teach you that there are dragons in the forest, and we need to leave now. When you are short-tempered, let me teach you how to slog around the pasture for an hour before you can catch me. When you are short-sighted, let me teach you to figure out where exactly in the 40 acres I'm hiding. When you are quick to react, let me teach you that herbivores kick much faster than omnivores. When you are angry, let me teach you how well I can stand on my hind feet, because I don't feel like cantering on my right lead today. That's why. When you are worried, let me entertain you with my mystery lameness, GI complaint, or skin disease. When you feel superior, let me teach you that mostly you are the maid service. When you are self-absorbed, let me teach you to pay attention. I told you about those dragons in the forest, didn't I? When you are arrogant, let me teach you what 1,200 pounds of Yahoo Let's Go Horse can do when suitably inspired. When you are lonely, let me be your companion. Let's do lunch, also breakfast and dinner. When you are tired, don't forget the 600 pounds of grain that needs to be unloaded. When you are feeling financially secure, let me teach you the meaning of veterinary services additional. When you need to learn, hang around, bud. I'll learn ya. Thanks, Debbie, for sending that in as everybody gets ready to go out on their horseback.
That's right. Nothing like a little honesty to get you prepared. Here are some truths about life we'd like to share. The secret ingredient is usually butter in obscene amounts.
That's true.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is worth retrying foods that you didn't like at first.
That is for sure. Another one, problems when they arise are rarely as painful as the experience of fearing them.
What is it that they say that 99% of the things that we fear don't come true anyway?
That's right.
Something like that.
That we
anyway.
Worry about.
Right.
Yep.
Nothing ever happens exactly like you pictured it.
That's, I think, extreme honesty. North Americans are generally terrible at accepting compliments and offers of help. I thought that was interesting.
Too independent, I guess, huh?
I guess.
A good 9 out of 10 bad things I've worried about never happened. A good 9 out of 10 bad things that did happen never occurred to me to worry about.
There you go. Supports what you just said.
Scientific backup facts.
That's right. And it straightens it out for you. So stop worrying.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in the Valentine area. Check out things in 2026. Go to visitvalentine.com. Start things off by coming to the Bull Bash February 14th and spending Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska. For that, go to bullbash.net. Otherwise, visit valentine.com and you'll find out lots of things you can do here in the Valentine area. And that's the good stuff.